They say you can't go home again. So much will have changed since you left that it is not the same place anymore. Today, Jane Andrews observes nature and how she made that transition easier. This is A Walk in the Park.
When we first put out the Oriole feeder full of grape jelly, we didn't see any Oriole activity for over a week. The weather was unseasonably cool for spring, and I couldn't blame the Orioles for delaying their return. And so, we waited. When they arrived, they knew exactly where the feeder was located. It seemed obvious that these birds had been here before. They were raised here, and they were coming home. Before I knew it, four mating pairs jockeyed for time at the feeder as they established tall trees to build their nests. The Orioles could actually be siblings, but their competitive behavior made it difficult to pinpoint a connection. Birds returned to locations where there were successful broods, good weather conditions, and nearby food source. It's all about duplicating what worked and replacing what didn't. I have a very strong inclination to improve things. It's just part of my nature. As a young adult, I had the opportunity to make improvements on my parents' house and keep up with the maintenance. As time went on, and I had my own family, other family members took over where I left off. Today, my niece and her husband own my parents' house, and my place in that world is elsewhere. Although that house is filled with things that hold memories for me, very few things actually belong to me. Instead of imposing my will about things, I found a happier and healthier way to surround myself with memories I hold dear to my heart. It all started with a chance trip to an antique market. I came across a wooden silverware box, and inside it was a full set of flatware in the same pattern as my silver toddler set I had as a child. The joy I felt was like finding a long-lost friend, and I couldn't let it go. I didn't have any money for it, so after begging them to hold it for me, I went home and gathered antique things of mine I could part with. And they were very willing to make the trade. Like the same Orioles returning year after year, they make their lives their own. Today, not only do I use that flatware every day, but I have continued to gather a few things that hold special meaning to me. A kitchen clock, a sewing box, many things in better shape than the originals. I savor the fun of finding memories at antique stores or online, and then I can let go of the rest.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.